Yes, Alfred?
To the bat phone, sir.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
It's Batman!
Because everybody needs a metronome.
Recording music, yeah.
Greeting, everyone, and welcome to Batmania 66. Tonight's episode is episode 69, The Contaminated Cowl. Tonight we have, of course, a slightly injured Holly.
Hi.
And Ben is here, because that is I. And joining us tonight is also Ruth Waits.
Hello.
Ruth, as our guest, you get the honor of telling us who our villain was and what their plot was.
Ooh, wow.
So okay. If you would like to give us just a quick synopsis of what was going on.
Sure. If I really could figure out what's going on. Our villain tonight was the Mad Hatter.
Woo-hoo!
Mm. Hat Factory! Hat Factory!
Hat Factory! He escaped from Gotham Prison, and Commissioner Gordon had quite a bit to say about prison reform, I might add. Yeah. He ended up stealing home while wearing the cap of the prison
warden.
Warden Crichton, thank you. And just kept going.
Yes.
So apparently,
because apparently they had not locked the prison doors.
They didn't have any walls or doors, and they were out there in the field.
Well, we've actually seen the prison baseball field last
next to the tennis court.
Joker escaped once by spring-loading the pitcher's mound and being catapulted over the wall.
Of course he did.
Yeah,
certainly.
Yes, this was our second baseball escape.
I did that last Thursday. Yeah, the second baseball escape. The lazy script. Very lazy script. Second baseball escape.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he's in an empty box store, which is, I don't know how you managed to pick this episode. That is my particular mental illness. I cannot let go of empty boxes. So that,
oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Serendipity works in strange ways, apparently.
It really does. So when they go to the empty box store, I'm like, ooh, that's a good thing. Ooh, look at that box. Ooh,
that would be useful.
Oh yeah.
Maybe in 30 years, but that would be useful.
I don't have anything to put in it, but oh, I need it. I need it now. So they end up stealing 700 empty hat boxes from this poor woman who only is just, you know, she's probably some retiree or pensioner or something. And so they steal all the hat boxes. It's still unclear what the heck he's up to.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm going to pause right now. Do you think that she buys new boxes, or is she like you and she just had enough that she finally went,
that's how she retired.
So, yeah.
That's where I'm headed.
Oh my gosh. You saw into your future.
This is my future.
You've seen the future, and it is box sales.
It is a box store. Oh no. Or yes. I'm not sure if that makes me happy or sad. So he goes in and they steal all the hat boxes, and we're still pretty much confused as to what on earth he needs these things for. And it becomes clear eventually that he's decided to disband his lair, which I'm wondering how his lair is even still like in business while he's in prison. But and the hat check girl, who's his moll, is still in there in her little outfit. So I don't know how long he's been in stir or college, as my grandpa used to call it.
Really? Nope. Stop. Pause.
Time out.
Yeah. Tell us about college.
What do you mean? My grandpa had a lot of friends, and they were the noses. They were Italian,
right? As is tradition,
and they used to go away for periods of time. And
back
when we would
to
ask
school.
Where they were, he would say they were in college.
Oh, lovely!
That is fantastic.
Education is important.
It really is. Otherwise, you're just not going anywhere.
Right.
So when they got out, were they just dropouts at that point? Or
no, they graduated.
They might have. Yeah, we don't. It wasn't discussed. They were back from college.
They were back
when
from
they
college.
Were back.
Well, they all had Warden Crichton's baseball cap, so maybe they were dropouts.
Sure. They might have been catapulted off of the pitcher's mound. So,
which is not a euphemism, but it should be.
It certainly should. It certainly.
I feel
should.
Like that should like. Get its own sexual position right there.
Probably. But back to our story, which was a problem for the script writers as well.
Oh yeah, clearly.
I don't know what you're talking about. Sound.
Right. I believe they were paid by the alliteration.
Oh my god, I wrote down several of them.
I wrote down, I wish I'd started counting alliterations.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite two, the first one was one of them, because it was the Bon Bon's Box Boutique.
Yeah, I wrote that too.
And then I loved, a little later in the episode, when Commissioner Gordon referred to it as, oh, where'd it go? It was something with H's.
A horrific horde of head pieces.
That's the one.
We all wrote that one down.
Yeah. There is also Caped Crusader's cowl in my custody.
Yes. But we're all here incognito.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man. What is with him pronouncing things all wonky?
He's classy.
So the real plot is eventually painfully revealed that there's going to be a giant headdress party hosted by Hattie Hooligan of Hattersville or something.
Hattie Hatfield.
Sorry, Hattie Hatfield. My mistake.
More like, alliteration.
It was Hattie McHatterson, like, yeah. Right. of Hatsville. Like.
Of Hooterville.
Yeah.
That's a different show. That's a podcast. All right, so she's and she's got a giant ruby that secures her horrific headdress.
Yes.
So the whole plan is they needed the 700 hat boxes, which is completely irrelevant, to break down and pack up and move out the lair, and then the next plot is he's gonna heist the party.
Right. Yes, steal this ruby.
Steal the ruby. So, and of course, the incredible spread, the super deluxe buffet, which quickly is revealed to be a couple of plastic bowls of chopped lettuce and a few cream pies.
Yeah.
Yes.
For throwing.
So when our episode starts, we are in the Bon Bon's box boutique, and Mad Hatter walks in and asks for 700 hat boxes. For which I'm going to assume her name is Bon Bon.
Yeah.
I hope, yeah.
Bon Bon is very excited because 700 hat boxes is big sale. And she asks whether they want them delivered. And he says, no, there's three of us.
That's right. She did comment about it. It's quite a few hat boxes. Yeah. He said, there are three of us.
Right.
Still, I mean, that's a lot of
hat over boxes. 200 hat boxes per person.
It's 233
and a third. Yes, yeah. I know, Ben.
And one of those poor people has to carry the
34th. 234th hat box.
That's right.
Exactly.
And do you think it's going to be Mad Hatter? You think he's going to take the extra weight?
Seriously,
I doubt it.
Yeah. They don't usually, that's not how it goes.
So yeah, 700 hat boxes. We then cut to Stately Wayne Manor after the hat boxes are stolen.
Oh, that's right.
Where they have boxwood hedges and boxing shutters.
But they don't have hedges or shutters. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, they only have
it's
one
the same
picture.
Stock footage. Yeah. Of that same poor house, aka the Playboy Mansion.
Well, is it really?
I believe it is.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I could be wrong.
Nope, it's on the podcast now. It's back.
I'm not betting a dollar on it. If I'm right, if I'm sure of something, I'll bet you a dollar. I'm going nowhere near that dollar on this.
That's good. You don't want to bankrupt yourself.
Yeah.
41 cents?
Yeah.
How about 79 cents? That's what you'd earn on the dollar anyway.
That's true. Thanks a lot for reminding me.
Yeah, I went political.
Yeah, you did.
Right away.
You went there.
Well, we are recording on primary
election
night.
Day. Yeah. Yeah. But we're not going to talk about that at all.
Unless it comes up naturally.
Right. Which it wouldn't.
No,
it has before, but one time Penguin ran for mayor.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Just like he did in Batman 2.
Mm. Electric Boogaloo?
Yes. And
Tim Burton.
In Wayne Manor, Batman is giving a Nazi nuclear scientist a grant.
He wasn't a Nazi, Ben.
In the 60s, all German scientists.
No.
It was absolutely a Nazi thing.
He was the bird from the Tiki Room.
He was the bird from the Tiki Room. You totally
he was Fritz?
That.
He was Fritz.
Achleber. I almost fell out of my upper perch.
Achleber.
Well, that's because how would you know he was German if he didn't?
That's true.
All German people say that. And they also say wunderbar.
Yeah, like all the time.
And jawohl.
Yes.
Although I think they might have stopped saying jawohl.
And mein Führer, I can walk. But so, yes, they're giving this check to the German scientist. Alfred then comes out. And in Alfred's classic loudest possible stage whisper.
Ooh, didn't he even try to whisper? He said it out loud.
No, he gave a little husk to it. It was the bat phone, sir. It was a little hint of whisper.
But, yeah, so much for my cover, dude.
Dude, like, there's company. It's
right.
Not even just Aunt Harriet.
Well, do you think Aunt Harriet knows? I don't think Aunt Harriet knows.
No, she doesn't.
She's so in the dark.
But she's dumb because she's a woman.
She's a woman.
Yeah. As is tradition.
As is tradition.
And but he said it in front of
a lady. Yeah. She's got to be over 50.
Completely useless, you mean? Completely
yeah,
useless.
That's what I mean.
Aunt Harriet was not listening. Aunt Harriet was busy trying to give that scientist a taste of her strudel.
That's right. And he really, he was,
he was into it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was all over her strudel.
He was into it. But what was my point?
God only knows.
Oh.
Women are the worst. Was that your point?
That's always my point. They're so dumb.
Useless.
But Alfred, if we're going with your guys' hypothesis that he's not the bird from the tiki room and he is, in fact, a Nazi, you're going to give the Nazis that kind of information?
Wait. Remember, Batman and Robin are Nazi sympathizers.
What?
We know this because they were super duper friendly with Colonel Klink when he showed up in one of the windows a few episodes ago.
Right. Oh, that was quite a
Yeah.
I hadn't put that together.
And they were, I mean, like 100%. Hey, how's it going,
Speaking
Nazi soldier?
Of showing up in the windows. How bummed were you that there was no cameo when they were climbing up the sheer glass?
Especially
face
since
the
they mentioned there was another shindig going on.
Exactly.
I was a bit bummed out.
I was super bummed.
We should have at least gotten
Sammy
Lawrence
Davis
Welk
Jr. Oh, Lawrence Welk. Yeah.
We've already gotten Sammy Davis Jr.
I know you have.
Yeah,
but I don't know what order these are going in. So,
but yeah, I would have loved Lawrence Welk or some sort of
She's
you know party
anybody.
Host celebrity would have been
yeah.
great.
Judy Carn.
Even another drunken Santa would have been good.
Oh, why was drunken Santa there?
I don't know, but it was terrifying.
It was nightmare fuel.
But
I don't do well in these episodes sometimes.
All right, Ben, keep us on
track. Yeah, they talk to
right.
That's my one job.
Yeah.
They talk to Commissioner Gordon and Chief O'Hara.
Ben.
Yeah.
His eyebrows were a different color this time.
The Mad Hatter's.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell.
They're black instead of orange.
Oh, you're right.
The rest of his hair was orange, and then you could see his regular eyebrows.
Yeah,
under
of
the
course,
black, too. So yeah,
because they didn't.
But how about Adam West's eyebrows when you in the Colonel Klink, in not the Colonel in the Nazi scene where he's writing the check the first time we see Bruce and Dick, and he's all smoothed. He's got those arched eyebrows. It's very
he's a pretty man,
and he's got his peach lip gloss on.
Oh yeah, and that weird tan. It's disturbing. It's disturbing.
He looks
be president.
Good though.
He could. Yeah. Well, let's go. Moving right along.
They talk to Chief O'Hara and Commissioner Gordon over the phone, and they say they'll be right there.
Mm-hmm. They always are.
We get the credits. Pretty quick cold open this time. We've had a couple of really long ones recently. Mm. And we get the opening credits. We get stock footage, all of the stock footage this time, except for Gotham City being 14 miles away. It was the only bit they didn't use. And they get to Commissioner Gordon's office. They're talking about how Mad Hatter escaped. And that he escaped through a softball game and stole Warden Crichton's hat. And my note here is, aside from bat junk, which is on full display, this episode...
Oh, yeah, right? Ew.
Yeah. This episode...
I didn't want to be gauche and say it, but...
No, it's...
we've had full episodes.
Oh, okay.
Almost full
junk.
Episodes just about bat junk.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, it's weird.
This is another episode where the bat symbol and the Robin symbol are very low on the costume.
There's
like
a Robin symbol?
Nipple.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, they are.
They're mid-nipple instead of straight on the sternum.
Ben,
where they
I have
be.
Still... I've yet. Please, next time we see this, will you point it out to me? Because I have noticed it maybe once when it was a little saggy.
It bugs me every time.
I know. What bugs me is that the poles have their names on them. A, you'd think they'd know by now. And B, was there an episode where they got on the wrong poles and came down in the opposite outfits?
No, because they have them labeled. That's why.
Oh.
I mean, I'm guessing that's unseen. Like, that happened a few times. And
must
then...
have.
You don't
where
want Bruce sliding down
poles.
Dick's pole. That's just weird.
Yeah, exactly where I'm going.
It's accurate, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is where horrific horde of hat pieces.
Yes.
Headpieces. And, my next note is we're bad at our job.
That's my note, too!
Yeah,
exactly
we suck
at
our job! And isn't it great? Isn't it funny? Without these helpful or something Samaritans, it's something with an S, but these helpful without these helpful Samaritans, don't you remember the days before when these guys were here when we just everything was a mess?
We were a right mess.
Happy, yeah, we were a right mess. They're happy about that.
Oh yeah,
they're bragging.
They're super okay with it.
Yeah, they're bragging.
Then we cut to the Mad Hatter's hideout, which is in the abandoned Green Derby restaurant.
Yes, the defunct Green Derby.
He's packing up all his hats
because
he's decided that he's tired of stealing hats.
Right.
So he's going to do one last caper in which he's going to he's going to not use, not steal hats, but use hats to steal. And he wants to do so using a radioactive spray.
In a plastic bottle.
Yep. Yeah. In a plastic gun.
Yeah, in a plastic gun. You bet. Of course.
Steal a ruby headdress. And then he wants to drown Batman and Robin in an above-ground water tank. Right. Yes. Unless he sees something else that's better.
Yeah, unless he thinks of something more clever in the interim. But yes, he's got the water tank all set up.
Which, you know what? I'm all for it. Planning.
I mean, yeah, plan B is always important.
Yeah. I have nothing to say on this water tank thing.
Well, I suspect that it's going to be resolved in the follow up episode. But
I would not put money on that.
Well,
I would hope so.
If they got a different writer, then yeah, you're right. And even if they didn't, because God knows what the hell they were smoking or snorting.
Snorting.
Well, it was the 60s though, so maybe it wasn't snorting yet. But certainly it
this
was.
This is
there was something 67, wrong.
67,
67, 68. So okay. They might have been. So
we're might probably have, snorting.
Yeah,
things
yeah,
at
yeah
this
we
point.
Might have moved on from yeah.
There's been episodes where I'm like. They're for sure on something, and
well,
I don't mean the writers.
Because clearly they spent all of the budget on dope, because they certainly didn't spend it on costumes or sets or lighting.
They spent it on labeling.
They did spend it on labeling, well, and I support that completely.
Yeah. Although, also, this episode, they did spend it on a new costume item.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, the pink
yeah.
cowl.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler,
oh,
bright
oh,
pink.
Oh, God.
It was his,
I knew it this.
It was his breast cancer cowl.
It was so horrible.
Because the radioactive spray gave him breast cancer.
All I could think of is, well, it is Gay Pride Month.
but.
Oh, my God, it is.
Yeah, I see.
We cut to the Batcave.
Okay.
The Bat computer is spitting out random cards with just names
Wait,
of hats
no.
on it.
No.
Yeah,
No.
Wait,
I need to talk about some things.
Oh, okay.
One. Polly.
Yeah, the Hat Check Girl.
Is wearing Babette's costume.
Yes.
Which, then the Caped Crusader's cowl in my custody happens.
Mm-hmm.
And Hat Check Girl's dressed like French maids.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Well, costumes don't grow on trees, you know. They're not free.
I guess she was probably about the same size as Babette.
That's why he hired her. Wasn't Babette one of his henchpeople?
No, Babette was just a random Hat Check Girl.
Oh, you're right. You're
so
right.
She
was just a witness.
And
right?
She was 100% on cocaine.
Oh, yeah, she was loaded.
Oh, no, Babette
no,
was.
No, Babette was.
Oh,
okay. You know, she was wearing every wig ever.
And was...
You say that like it's a negative thing.
A congested...
It was all at the same time.
Was a congested coke addict.
She had the sniffles?
Oh, she did.
Poor thing.
There was some post-nasal drip right there.
Poor thing.
Anyway, sorry, back to the back.
Yes,
to the back
so
game.
It's spitting out random names of hats.
Including Tam O'Shanter,
yes.
One of my favorite
Which,
restaurants.
Tam O'Shanter was actually an alias that Mad Hatter had used in a previous heist.
I think so, yeah.
And Batman just basically says, you know what? Sometimes even the crime computer gives up.
Yeah.
Like,
he straight up says, gives up.
He
said that it's, you know, it's overworked. And it's really just, yeah, it's on vacation.
So
which, you know
either
what?
He is admitting that he is the Bat computer, or that Alfred just sticks these post-its in there.
Actually, I will tell you, as a computer technician, that can happen.
Computers get bored and tired?
When people leave their computers on too long, the RAM, which is the short-term memory in the computer, builds up stray electrons and bad data. That's why you need to shut your computer off every once in a while and leave it off for a few minutes, because that clears out the bad data, lets the computer run properly.
Which seems like such hooey to me, but it's completely true.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It seems like complete voodoo and hocus pocus. And, oh, well, you need to just stand on one foot and put it in a dark closet overnight.
And you put it in the circle of salt.
Right, exactly.
So
no
demons get to
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And then it works well again.
Yeah.
But it does.
Stop giving away my job.
I just got a new laptop, and my guy at work said turn it off every night. And I was like, really? Shouldn't I just leave it sleeping? No! Turning it off every
You don't need to do it every night.
I'm not
but...
doing it every night. I just can't care. Did I say that?
But what you want to do,
be edited out.
And what I do with
we
my...
We don't fix anything in post.
Yeah, I didn't think you would.
What I do with my computers and with my phones and everything else is when I look at it and go, I don't remember the last time I turned you off, I'll turn
then
it off for 5 minutes.
Turn it off.
Yeah.
See, and now I'm going, I should probably turn off my computer.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Tonight we'll turn everything off.
Batman, however, goes ahead and hits the advanced concentration circuit for the computer.
Right, which is basically, hey, can I swear?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck
basically,
yeah, you can.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Basically, hey, computer, get your shit together.
Yeah.
It's basically, I am now telling the computer exactly what it can do with a lifetime supply of chocolate.
And, very well done.
Ben has been quoting that for so long that I don't...
see it coming. I love it.
Yeah.
For me, that's what I think of whenever I see somebody furiously texting into their phone.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's from... Do you know
what it's from? Oh, I know exactly what it's from.
Okay, I figured you seemed like the type to know.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely the type to know.
And if not, just use your pure imagination and you'll be fine.
That's right. Slugworth is going to get his gobstopper, goddammit.
Yes. And, so shines a good deed in a weary world.
In a weary world.
Anyway.
You stole fizzy lifty drinks. Come back from that.
Good. What is it? Good day,
good day sir?
Yes.
I good said day, good day. Day. All right. Batman, on the other hand.
The computer then goes into what Holly refers to as leaps and bounds.
Yes.
Yeah.
And spits out the answer for them in the form of three cards. Right. The Top Hat Lounge, mm-hmm. Hattie Hatfield, and the headdress ball, or whatever they call it.
So, boy, whatever it was, I used to call that impact maintenance, where you just bash on the thing. It certainly worked.
Yes.
Because the computer straightened up and flew right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it
sometimes
didn't...
I shake things till they work how I'm supposed to.
Not phones. Babies. Don't do the baby.
Well, I don't have any of those around.
That's good.
So we're
that's good.
Besides, you couldn't pick up a baby with your wrist the way it is.
That's true.
You're impaired.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to go...
You can pick it up by the scruff of its neck, right?
Yeah, and well, just like you can do that with your teeth, too.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm actually supposed to be a godmother on Saturday.
Excellent.
So, hope I don't drop it in.
Drop it in what?
It's a baptism?
The baptism.
Oh, yeah. You see how experienced I am with this.
There's like a vat. You kind of dunk it, I guess.
They dip the thing,
there
I
was
think,
this
right?
video I had to watch. I had
it's
to go
the
to...
It's Achilles story, right? So don't hold it by its foot. So
right.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
Okay.
That's how
see,
I
I'm
should...
educated.
That's it. I should baptize my children if I ever...
Sure, just hold them by their...
Yeah,
just no, send them through the car wash. Just...
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Excellent.
Except for when I took my car through the car wash, it broke.
The baby?
You broke your car in the car wash?
Yeah, I took it to the... My brother was giving me crap about not having the car wash, and I took it through the car wash.
Oh, there's a drought, and he should go fuck himself.
On the way home... Yeah, it's been like 8 months since the car's...
I haven't washed my car in very... There's been a drought for more than 8 months.
True.
Sorry, I'm not allowed to go political.
Oh, yeah, that's
moving
right.
Moving on.
Wait, Batman.
But so, as I was driving home from the car wash, my car transmission went out. Like, while I was driving it, I had to try to get home in first gear.
So, the gunk was the only thing holding the car together.
That's what I decided!
Yeah, I think, another lesson here, don't wash your car.
That's exactly.
I ain't washing mine. Anyway, Batman.
Yes.
Because I got something, so yeah.
We cut to Mad Hatter in a phone booth, talking to the concierge at the hotel, I guess?
I think so, or the...
The guy
manager?
In charge, yeah.
The manager?
And pretending to be his own press agent, which, again, makes me want to go political, but I'm not going to.
And who here hasn't done that? pretended to be someone else on the phone? Come on.
I don't think I
ever have.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I have.
Oh, well, at work. Now, if you are a customer of mine, don't listen to this.
Yeah,
but we'll be like,
go get a soda.
Oh, I want to speak to your manager. I'm like, okay, hold. Who wants to be my manager today?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody who's ever worked any kind of customer service has done that.
Oh, yeah.
I have often gone back and said, let me speak with my technicians, and gone back and said, guys, tell me no. And then just walked back out.
Yeah. Go ahead. Batman.
So,
phone booth.
Yes, talking with them.
Yeah.
He claims to be the... three-tailed pasha of... I didn't catch the country.
Oh, wait, I got it. Panchagoram.
Panchagoram. The three-tailed pasha of Panchagoram.
Panchagoram.
And then he says he wants to go to the party, but he wants to go incognito.
No, incognito.
Incognito, pardon
incognito.
Me. Put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
How did you guys spell this out?
Okay, I did.
I want to know how you spelled it.
In, just I-N.
Yes.
Next word, cog, C-O-G, capitals.
Uh-huh.
And then the next word, N-U-H, next word, toe.
T-O-E. Oh, I like it.
I just spelled incognito because I knew I would remember.
But you didn't.
I would remember that it was pronounced incorrectly.
Right.
I didn't.
You didn't remember the correct incorrectly.
Right.
The emphasis was what he was missing.
When he did say hat factre, I did write that down.
Yeah, that one we had to we had to spell that one out, too.
It was so lame and inconsistent. If that was supposed to be his affectation, if that was supposed to be his thing, he didn't do it.
No, he
much.
Only picked it for one word.
But that's what happened. He had two words.
Oh, he had another one.
Factre.
Incognito.
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 Oh,
sorry.
God,
it's,
I'm going to beat you.
It's Leviosa, not Leviosa. And he had one more, and I don't remember what it was.
He had a despicable lisp, too, yes. That kind of came and went.
Did he say factre?
No, he did not in this
okay,
one.
Not this one. That's us. Okay,
yeah,
I'm making sure.
Yeah, that's us.
I'm like, that's our jam,
right? He did have something about the
you know what he said?
Spray.
He said harems.
Oh, that's right, harems. That's harems. Right, instead of harems.
Yes, he would institute a hat check girl at his harems.
At his harems.
I didn't
that's
even
right.
catch that that was a mispronunciation. I thought it was a word I did not know.
Ah, yeah, there you go. All right, keep going.
My next note, actually, before harems is, why does a party where everybody is required to wear hats
have a hat check
girl?
I thought
that's
the exact
exactly
same thing.
Exactly what I thought. The whole theme of the party is a hat party, and then you're going to take off everybody's hat? That's just...
But apparently she was taking gloves as well, so maybe that was it. Hats required,
any.
Gloves optional.
Gloves. Oh, I've been to some of those parties.
Oh, dear. No glove, no love.
That's right.
They're wearing...
I just, digress.
Sorry.
Just ask Peaches. Just,
you made me blush.
Peaches would be proud.
Oh, good. Hi, Peaches.
Oh.
Yes.
We were saying something? We're waiting.
Showgirl headwear.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
That's right. All the society matrons are wearing these.
It was like the Follies threw up on them.
Yeah, ridiculous.
No, don't delete my notes.
Don't delete your notes, no.
Ben!
Ben, help, please.
My next note is clumsy crusader. Nope, you're done.
You're
you went
out.
Too far.
You went too far.
There was no way back.
Oh, shit.
You gotta remember.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
At least you didn't delete all of your notes.
Yeah, but we deleted, unfortunately, the onomatopoeias.
Oh.
Which is Holly's one job.
Uh-oh.
It's okay. We'll be okay.
We'll be fine. We'll be okay. We'll be
good. We'll give you a broken hand pass.
Yeah. Totally. Because, you poor woman, you're taking notes on your phone, typing with your bad hand, the left hand, the devil's hand for the...
Yeah.
You're
left-handed.
Of course
your notes were sinister and ready to be destroyed.
That's right. They could only
I'm
going to
write
so
the
long.
Ones I remembered.
Okay, you do that while Ben tells us the rest of the
yes,
story.
Yes. So then he's going to institute that in his harems.
Mm-hmm.
And
so we're at the party.
We're at the party.
The showgirl headdresses.
Hattie McHatfield is asking him why it's a three-tailed hat.
Because he has a fez that has three tassels, and they're all in the back. So because
I only ever saw
two
of them, but that's...
But he says it's his concession to the times.
To the times. I know. Is that... I didn't know what that was supposed to mean.
I don't either. Were fezes very big in the late 60s?
It absolutely baffled me. I had a moment about that because it was... Yeah.
Meanwhile, Batman and Robin are climbing up the building.
Right. But
Robin,
they're not social climbers.
Correct.
So.
Because Robin notices that there's another party on the 42nd floor.
Yes.
And Batman says that people in glass houses shouldn't throw parties. And says that anybody can see in, and then says we're not social climbers,
mm-hmm.
which is terrible.
Right. And then there's no cameo, which that would have been the moment.
They get to the window.
Mm-hmm.
They say
thankfully there's no glass in it. Because otherwise they couldn't have just walked in.
They say that they're going to try and be...
Slip in unnoticed.
And then immediately I wrote down clumsy crusader because he immediately knocks over a tray.
Well, but I mean, for heaven's sakes, they're in Batman and Robin drag. How exactly are they going to slip in unnoticed even if he doesn't bump into the tray? I wrote that same thing. As if he needed to bump into something to draw attention.
He then tells one of the waiters who we've already known
who's
is...
a henchman.
Is a henchman. He just makes the shh with his finger over his lips.
Right.
Because
that works.
And then as...
And then there's that lovingly long shot of the cream pie sitting
yes.
there in the tin on the table. Oh, Chekhov.
Yes, yeah,
I know.
I was about to say, it's Chekhov's pie.
Exactly.
You
will not disappoint me, pie. You will not disappoint me.
And Batman, in his rush not to be seen, ducks conspicuously under the table with Robin.
Right.
As Mad Hatter turns around.
So my point about them being in Batman and Robin drag is occasionally they ask if they've seen, they'll ask a civilian if they've seen anyone looking
strange.
Strange.
Oh, right.
Like says the man in a bat
in a shiny cape and
doing, bat junk.
Yeah, bat junk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with bat junk. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
stranger than what?
What is your baseline here? Yeah, exactly. Because we're starting pretty high.
It's not Halloween, and you two are wearing capes and costumes. Right. And
I would say, on that scale, a man who comes in a gray tailcoat with a top hat isn't nearly as strange as somebody coming in dressed in Batman and Robin.
And boy, they look good. That last shot of all of them, you know, him with his henchmen, like a wedding party. Uh-huh. Boy, they look good.
Oh, they did. They were dapper. They were dapper. And they all had nice hats.
That morning coat. And
even Hat Check Girl in her fancy top hat.
Yeah, she looked cute.
I liked it.
She looked cute. The other person's dress, Babette's dress fit her. So
yeah. Looked good.
All those actresses are interchangeable.
It's a true story.
The henchman tells Mad Hatter that Batman's there.
That's
we
right.
start our fight. Mm-hmm. And our fight...
What does he say? Aside citizens? He says something
yes,
like...
Yes, stand aside
stand
citizens.
Stand aside citizens, yes.
They have their fight. Mm-hmm. There's lots of pie throwing. Mm-hmm. And there's also lots of cartoon physics going on in here. Mm-hmm. Because the henchmen get hit by pies a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But their faces are always clean in the next scene.
And they only hit each other. They never hit Batman or Robin. They just hit each other. With the pies.
The ones I remember are oof, boff, kapow, zap, and sock.
There was also crash.
There was crash.
See, yes. There were three that didn't come up in autocorrect spelling. Mm. And that was the third one was crash. Mm. Thank you for remembering.
So they beat up all the henchmen.
Yes.
They then corner Mad Hatter, who has stolen the ruby at this point. And he pulls out his...
Which looks like it belongs on a ring pop.
Yes. He pulls out his plastic... His plastic radioactive spray gun.
That's right. Because, radioactivity is so not dangerous. You don't really have to contain it in anything.
Or just squirt gunnable.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He then sprays Batman. Robin uses his cape to block his own face.
Cape. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are defenses in the cape. We know this because we've seen it before.
Right. And there has been some talk. Yeah. Uh-huh. I figured. But yes, he sprays Batman.
Batman is holding his face. As one would do when sprayed with radiation, I think.
Mm-hmm. Of course, as one
and
does.
He tells Robin not to go any closer to Mad Hatter.
Don't take that step!
Because he'll get hit. And I was like, but you just effectively defended yourself from it. You just walk like a vampire towards Mad Hatter and you're fine.
Yeah.
But he put his cape back down. So I guess he didn't want him to walk towards
Is it single use? That. Is that...
No.
He would have to walk towards him with the cape back up. I'm indicating because you can see me.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Batman...
I wasn't looking and I knew what you were doing, so...
Batman removes his hands from his face, and apparently it's pink radiation that he's been sprayed with, because the cowl, not any part of the cape, but just the cowl itself...
No, the little neck insert is also
that's part of the cowl.
Oh, that's the cowl.
Yeah, the cape
is tighter
over it.
Yeah, but the cape is totally blue, but yeah, only the head part and the little neck ruffle...
It
has turned bright pink with radiation.
Bubblegum pink.
This is the first time I wrote in all caps, take it off. Because it is apparently covered in radiation.
Well, too late, though, although he did, you know, later we find out about the radioactive pill.
Yes, he says he has taken an anti-radioactive pill.
Yes.
Bat pill.
Bat pill, yes.
I wrote that down.
He's gone all the way back to the Batcave with this radioactive cowl on.
Right.
Which is maybe not poisoning him, but presumably poisoning Robin.
Well, certainly, it's a radius of what, you know? That's, yeah. And I was thinking too was that A, it's Gay Pride Month, and B, Angeline might be interested in the cowl now.
Is she still around?
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yes.
I know
she
switched.
Story for another day.
I know she switched those terrifying cartoon billboards a few years ago.
Yes.
I saw her the other day.
Of course you did.
In Thousand Oaks.
Did you sing because I'm a blonde?
Oaks.
No.
that was when she was in Earth Girls Are Easy. It was during that song.
She was in a movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
she was in Earth Girls Are Easy. She's one of the people who's standing around while Julie Brown is singing Because
I'm a Blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Downtown Julie Brown, but
the other Julie Brown.
Yes,
the
Homecoming,
Julie Brown.
Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun, Julie Brown.
Yeah.
That was her other big hit.
But we digress.
Which is, I think,
the point of all this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
I went to go check my notes.
Okay, good.
Batman then says he's going to call in a favor... Bruce Wayne is going to call in a favor.
Well, first, Alfred, everybody is lame at their job in this episode. The cops are lame. They sit around and talk about how lame they are, how without Batman and Robin, they're nothing, and they're super happy about it. The computer is fucked up and lame, and it's too high to work today. And then I didn't write it down, but the bat cowl cleaners are on the fritz.
Yeah. No, they're not in the Fritz. They're just running, and they're going to take several
hours.
They're
running, and they're going to take several hours. So there's no replacement cowl for him. And but later, he decides to change it, to crank them from full max to super instant.
Yes.
And then he gets a new cowl.
Okay, time out.
Why didn't you do that
before? If you had a super instant setting, why didn't we
use it all the time?
And, pardon me, but...
I mean, it
what's
is a
the
drought.
Difference,
yeah,
what's
right.
the difference between instant and super instant?
Oh, fine, hair splitter.
Yeah, no, I'm just curious.
Well,
I mean,
super is more fun to say.
Well, he is a superhero.
Wait,
so
you mean
it's
regular instant? He's just a...
No, it's super instant. But you're right. I mean, instant means... you know what this is? This is very unique.
Yeah. Oh.
Which, you know, I think people who say that should be murdered
like,
on spot.
Like
they,
red
you
pandas.
You should get a complete get-out-of-jail-free card for just cutting their throats.
Once upon a time, Holly and I were...
Did I go too far?
No!
Once upon a time, Holly and I were at the Central Park Zoo in New York.
Mm.
And there was, I guess,
a
nanny.
A little over 4 years ago?
Yeah, thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
And there was
That's
a nanny there.
Time.
And we were standing next to the red pandas, and she said to her charge, "Look, that's a red panda. They're very unique."
First
now,
of all.
Now, not only is she saying it, she's polluting the gene pool
yeah.
by saying it to a child.
Also, the...
Did you kill her?
No.
No.
Ben and I with a rock?
Ben and I...
Come on.
Ben and I got the giant eyes at each other and had to walk away.
Oh, yeah. You got to, because
but,
otherwise you're just going to strangle her with a piece of piano wire or something.
For sure.
Feed her
I've
to a polar bear.
Too much.
Yes. Find
political,
a volcano.
Political. Getting close to political.
Oh, yeah. Did you know you're not supposed to eat polar bear liver?
Yes. Your skin will fall off.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to eat any carnivore's liver.
There's enzymes in polar bear liver that'll cause skin to slough off.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you're not supposed to eat anything that
How
eats other...
How did you find out about this?
I had a friend who for months kept telling me, don't eat polar bear. I was like, okay, I wasn't planning on it.
I really
but
hadn't
why?
Had the opportunity.
And she's like, you're not supposed to eat polar bears. I was like, okay. So one day we were standing outside a restaurant and we looked it up because we were just sick of her saying it and not telling
right.
us why. So we found out, yeah, polar bear liver.
Okay, but you can eat the rest of the polar bear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the liver of any carnivore?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm told that the rest of the polar bear tastes like Coca-Cola. I'm pretty sure that's true.
I know it must be. Okay, so...
It's been said on the podcast.
So,
it has to be.
Yeah,
podcast.
Well, it's true. No, podcast.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Are we Bastin?
Passively
okay,
Chicago.
Okay, so...
Oh,
any, so, but, so goose liver, goose isn't carnivorous.
Nope.
So
nope.
you can eat
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're herbivores.
But what about calves' liver? They don't eat meat either.
They don't eat meat either.
Oh, no. This is a whole new world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat it anyway, but...
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. Now it's on your brain.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because the...
Well, organ meats are filters and disgusting anyway.
Exactly.
Right.
And
except
you, if
they're
you,
actually really good for you.
If you eat something
understand.
That has to filter out eating other things' livers,
uh-huh.
it was toxic. It's bad. Don't do that.
Well, you would think that any of those filter organs would be bad for you, but if you read the things, they say that liver is really good for you, that it has all kinds of... It has so much... It's, you know, nutrient-packed, and it's...
Because it's filtered...
It.
Yeah, no. Because
yeah.
it's filtering
yeah.
veg.
Right.
Vegetation, so it's not bad.
So, okay. Okay. Well, I learned good something
to
today.
That's right. Polar bears, you're safe. Or at least your livers are.
Right.
from us. Polar bear wakes up in an ice
yeah.
in Vegas.
His kidney is missing, so I can have a nice polar bear float.
That's right.
Yes.
The pink cowl and super instant, which is where we left off.
Yes. And Batman and Robin decide they're going to go pay a call to their Nazi scientist.
Yes, of course. Which is the fastest, I may never call you to repay this favor, Luca Brasi.
Right.
But it is the fastest turnaround I've ever seen.
And they're in the scientist's laboratory.
Oh, but wait. Hold that thought, because back to where I said, hadn't you ever pretended you weren't yourself on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Wayne calls the Nazi scientist
mm-hmm.
to talk
yeah.
to his friend Batman,
mm-hmm.
and the Nazi scientist doesn't recognize that it's the same voice.
Commissioner Gordon hasn't figured it out yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Well, Commissioner Gordon, you know how far his head is up his ass.
But then the Nazi scientist has only talked to Bruce Wayne.
No, the Nazi scientist talked on the phone with his friend Herr Batman.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he talked
Listen,
on the phone with his friend, Herr Batman.
I'm on some pretty intense painkillers right now. So
yeah,
I wish I had an excuse.
But
there was parts where I was like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. What's been going on?
Yeah.
They're in there.
So, yeah.
And Batman and Robin are talking about the fact that the anti-radiation pill, pardon me, anti-radiation pill is about to wear off.
Yes, it's wearing off.
Which is where I have my next note of, take it off.
Right, take the cowl off. It's still, I mean, everybody standing next to you is being irradiated.
Yeah.
But he tells
and
Batman.
And directly into your brain. I don't care how good that pill is. Yeah, it's directly
it's
on your
on
head.
Your head. Yeah, yeah, it's not happening.
But he tells Batman that he's going to need to go get a
PET scan.
Yes.
But his insurance isn't going to approve it, so it's
going to
be a while.
Need an MRI.
But Bruce Wayne's insurance will cover it.
Oh, yeah, Bruce Wayne is definitely insured.
That he needs a covered suit so he can protect his identity.
Oh, that's right. He needs the hooded protective suit. So that has a big glass window in the front that shows your face.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not
but
exactly
only
what we're
going
for.
But only this much of it.
Enough that we can see the Mad Hatter.
So he calls his assistant, Otto Pufendorfer.
Yeah, thank you for writing that one down.
Yes.
It was pretty good.
And we see Otto. Otto has been trapped by
Hatter and
his henchmen.
Hatter and his
he's
classy
he's
henchmen.
Yep.
His fine-looking henchmen.
They are fine.
He gets
feathered henchmen.
They're not feathered. He's not the penguin.
He gets...
That drives me... I hate when he says fine-feathered finks.
Sorry.
He gets Otto to say everything's okay.
Right.
He
and
then
bring the suit.
Knocks him out with the Mad Hatter hat.
Yeah. The bad eye animation.
Meanwhile, Robin is offering to help Batman undress.
Right.
Oh, that was
right.
one of my notes.
Oh, yeah, he says because you've got your privacy, you go behind the screen because you want to keep your identity. And then, yeah, Batman or Robin offers to help him.
Really
undress.
Enthusiastically.
Yeah, he's super enthusiastic.
Yeah, he's hopeful.
Getting a bit of strange.
That's right. He's hopeful. At least there wasn't a full body shot of his Robin junk.
Yep. Robin eggs is what we refer
Robin
to them
eggs.
As.
Oh.
And
okay, continue.
So we see Mad Hatter come in as Otto. Mm-hmm. He then takes the cowl, which Batman lifts over the privacy screen.
Right.
They discover that it's actually the Mad Hatter.
Mm-hmm.
They try to fight him off. Batman jumps out wearing another cowl.
Yeah.
Right. A fresh suit. Yeah.
And
well, fresh cowl.
The scientist yells, "How could you have two?" I'm like, that seems self-explanatory to me.
Yeah. Because Batman has a little foreshadowing that he says he tells Robin that he knows that they were followed at least partially on the way over there.
Yeah.
So,
Holly, forgive me. I'm about to throw you under the bus a little bit.
Ooh.
But this feels to me like you just thinking Alfred was Alfred and being really unhappy when Alfred played two characters in an episode. The scientist's logic was he's Batman. He just has the one suit. He wears that all the time.
You mean like when I had the realization that Alfred was not just Alfred and actually an actor who played Alfred?
Yes.
I just never thought about it.
Okay.
Yeah, because there was an episode where Alfred played his own cousin and it really bothered Holly.
Really?
It didn't really bother me.
Oh,
it was just one of those...
I get it now, that you didn't realize that whatever his name is an actual actor.
Yeah, he's
Alan
just
Napier.
Alfred.
Alan, yeah, exactly.
He's just Alfred.
He's just Alfred. Well,
like
he
if
is
I
just Alfred.
Exactly. And when he was playing somebody different, it was a little weird to me because I'm like, oh, that's your job, not Alfreding. Like,
right, right.
That's... I don't know. It was one of those things that I had never, because I've never seen him in anything else. And
why would you? Alan Napier, right? That's his name?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're fighting over all this.
Yes.
And my note is, everyone gets cancer. That's just my note.
Yeah.
Well, that's this thing is so dangerous. I've got two. The cowl is so dangerous, but Hatter's just clutching it into his breast.
Let him take it.
Yeah, let
Guess
him have
what?
It. It's,
this problem's going to solve itself.
Exactly. Let him have it. His hair's going to start falling out.
And quickly.
Yeah, very quickly. His skin's going to fall off.
He's wearing the suit
bleed
to grab
out
it.
Time.
Yeah. Oh, he's at least going to start puking everywhere.
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
he's and he's
going to
feel a little bit
now.
Better, and then he's going to get a whole lot worse.
Yeah, exactly.
But... Meanwhile, Robin is fought into an X-ray room.
Right, but he gets himself in there, and he gets himself stuck in there because it's a trap because the hinges are on the inside for some reason.
Right,
and then the scientist, the Nazi, tells Batman, Robin's trapped in this room, and then Batman just follows him in there like a fucking mouse into a trap.
Yeah.
Let him take it!
Let him take the cowl.
It's going to solve its own problem!
Exactly, it'll work it out.
And that's the end of the episode. Mad Hatter's like,
well,
oh,
no,
cool.
Well, no, it's not, because the box that they're stuck in is an intense fluoroscopic X-ray machine.
Yes.
So they start put them in this box, and they pull the shot out, and they look like toys in a package.
Yep.
Which, gee, I wonder why that is.
And Mad Hatter's pretty much like, hey, cool, I don't have to use the water tank.
Yeah.
Let's just turn this guy
Let's
on
just
to
turn this thing
turn
on
it to 11.
To fry, yeah, turn it to 11. And then, yeah, that we'll irradiate them into the next century.
And that's where we leave off. Batman and Robin are doomed.
Clearly.
Doomed.
Clearly doomed. There's no way out of that.
And so we'll see what happens in the next episode. But right now is the all-important plugging hour. Ruth, is there anything you would like to plug?
Oh, I didn't
Your Instagram,
didn't know.
Your Twitter, your projects, anything like that?
Let's see. Well, I am on Instagram as R-W-A-Y-T-Z because Ruth666, under which I write everything, is Ruth666. Somebody else has that.
Jerks.
Yeah, fuckers. On Instagram. So I am R Waits on Instagram. But I'm Ruth666 on Twitter, but pretty much everything I post on Instagram is also on Twitter.
There you go.
Let's see. I am currently editing and publishing a book called The Satanic Warlock. It is in process right now, but we're taking pre-orders at thesatanicwarlock.com, all one word. So you can go there and check it out and pre-order the book if you are so inclined. And that's pretty much all I have to plug.
Cool, cool. You can find Holly on Twitter and Instagram at _awkwardblonde.
Sure.
And you Excellent. Can find our podcast at Batmania66 on all your favorite social medias. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and anything else?
Tumblr? Are you on the Tumblr?
We do not Tumble.
I don't Tumblr either.
We hardly ever Instagram either.
You can't do anything. You can't do everything, I mean. I mean, honestly.
But you can email us at batmania66mail@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening to this, I assume you found the podcast, but it can be found at iTunes and on Podomatic.com. If you like it, please leave us a review in one place or the other. If you don't, please leave us a good review anyway.
Yeah, if you don't, fuck off. Oh, wait, did I say that?
Oops. And don't tell us to get rid of Holly. We're not doing it.
Oh, yeah, no. Holly's here forever.
Our first review told us to get rid of Holly.
No
there's
way.
Two things where they complain about me now.
Really?
Excellent.
I think there's another one.
I have to take a
then
look.
You're doing something right.
Listen, I'm not for everyone.
And you don't have to be.
Super
I'm not
okay
either.
With it.
And I'm way okay with
I'm
it.
I'm super okay with it.
Yeah.
But our next episode is going to be episode 70, The Mad Hatter Runs Afoul. And we'll see you guys.
Is he going to hang out with the penguin?
No, it's not spelled with a W.
Damn it.
It's
going to happen in my head. I have a lot of drugs right now.
We That's will see good. You guys
you share.
No,
same bat time.
It's true.
Same bat
same
channel.
Same bat channel. Oh, I've always wanted to say that.
Okay, you want to do it?
Yeah, cool.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we'll see you next time. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Wait, can I do it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do it.
We'll see you next time. Same hat time,
Oof.
Same hat channel.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm going to leave it there. All right, everybody. Good night.
Good night.